Yeah.
I don't know if I'm answering your question. I just basically am just like TLDR, those of us who are COVID conscious and who are not just continuing to keep ourselves safe individually, but who are like putting out tools, are going to be the ones that save all of us that end up getting safe.
My mom likes this one. My mom likes this one. My mom likes this one. But don't let that put you off.
Making space for women's voices, the voice of her say, the voice of her say, the voice of her say, coming at ya every Wednesday from 6 to 7.
Previously broadcast program.
Chase it.
it's hard to find it through. I see the night, but I lost all sight of you.
And that was Lady Hawk, and I hope that I'm talking to Louise Shine Houston on the phone. Are you there? Oh, damn it. Hang on. Flashing lights. Hello, are you there? Oh, crap. You see how this works now?
Barely hear you.
There you go. See, it helps when I put the volume up a little. I apologize. My techie partner in crime, Mel, is in Manchester, so I'm arming the buttons myself tonight, so everyone please be patient. But on the phone, we have...
Hello?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, and it sounds like you're very, very far across the room.
I'm okay, let me just see if I can turn you up here. Okay, hello? How's that?
Hello?
Hello?
A little better?
Is that
getting any better?
Oh my god, okay, hang on. Okay, let's see. This is so awesome. Okay. Da 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 da. There, I can totally hear you.
Oh, man.
Oh, how about that? Oh,
wait a second now.
Hello. Hi.
See now there we are. Okay.
There we go.
So kind of just like lesbian foreplay, it just takes a while to get warmed up, you know?
Right.
So on the phone, Shine Louise Houston talking to us, who is the director of Champion. What can you tell us about this? I've been watching it all afternoon. Trying not to wear out the disc that your company has given to us, you know, purely for professional reasons, obviously. But how's it going? What's the reception been like? It's so hot. I guess the disclaimer is that, you know, the stereotype that is that there's bad lesbian porn out there. You have totally obviously broken it. It's super hot and like tell me everything. What's the behind the scenes?
So the behind the scenes on it. I was really excited to do Champion. I spent a long time distilling the idea of what I wanted to do for Champion. And I actually worked with a co-writer who's going by the name of Francesca Putinesca.
Mm-hmm.
And she helped me write the script, make it very, very succinct, because, you know, when you're writing a porn script, it kind of has to be succinct, because, like, the major stuff that's happening on the screen is not dialogue.
and everybody's looking for plot in lesbian porn, right?
Yeah. some people are looking for plot. I'm actually experimenting with, like, you know, how much plot can you put into a porn feature. And I think Champion was really successful in the amount of plot it had, in ratio to how much sex it had. And for me, I think, you know, the plot informed the sex a little bit more. So it was extra hot for me because, like, I easily go into, you know, suspension of disbelief and, you know, get into the characters and stuff like that.
Great.
And there is a lot of hot sex.
There
and,
is.
You know, with some very, very familiar faces. Sid Blagojevich, who's also known as Sean. Mm-hmm. Jiz Lee is also in it, Madison Young. Another familiar face is Dylan Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a new face, who is Javier. So, and it just turned out to be, oh, and of course, Dallas, who is the other main character.
The rival.
I mean, it just turned out to be, the rival. It turned out to be just like a really, it surprised me at how well it turned out. And we were using a few new technical toys, which gave us a really wonderful film look without actually shooting on film. So we were still able to manage to keep our budget, relatively down,
right?
Produce something that I haven't seen out there yet. So hopefully.
And what did you shoot on? Did you shoot in HD or?
No, actually, it's just regular old standard. But we were using a 35.
Uh-oh! Hello. Oh, you see what happens? Hello. Oh, crap. Okay. We'll get back to our interview with Shine Houston once I figure out what happened there.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling?
A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Too high, can't come down. Losing my head, spinning round and round. Do you feel me now? With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping under. Taste of your poison, paradise. I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic? And I love what you do. Don't you know that you're toxic? A sip from my devil's cup. Slowly, it's taking over me.
Saying that the porn police, the porn gods, were saying, quit talking nerd, get back to the hot sex.
Right. Sorry, I'm a geek.
No, me too. I have a nerd tendency. That's not what people want to hear. I guess we need to talk about penetration or something to get back.
Right.
So the phone doesn't cut out again. Sorry, porn gods. Oh, my God. So this isn't the first time that, like, you've got quite an international lesbian porn reputation. What's it like? Are people clamoring to work with you? Tell us about how you direct porn. Yeah, actually, can it be hotter? Or what do you tell them to motivate the scene or paint a picture for us?
So I'm you know, as one of my co-producers has coined the phrase, my directorial style is very laissez-faire. So you know, it's pretty much just whatever you want to do. So mostly I'll ask the couple, so what are you into? What are the kind of fantasies that that are your favorite, and let's try to incorporate that. So especially there's generally two styles of that I work with. One is for crash bet series, which is really, really kind of like hands off for the couples. And then when I do the features, say something like Champion, you know, I have the rest of the script that's, you know, there's dialogue, there's this, you're your character. But by the time we get to the actual sex, it's once again, it's the same thing. It's just like, okay, you know, you guys are established as your character, but, you know, let me know the things that you want to do. And essentially my job is just to follow you guys. And interrupt as little as possible. And I think that's the key. When you can shoot a couple, because it's like, you know, you're shooting a live performance. It's like shooting live sports. You know, you can't have people like, can you do that over again? It's just not going to happen. You know, okay, can you orgasm again so we can get it from this other angle? No. And like when you're calling hold all the time, you know, like it really does break the energy and it breaks the momentum. Mm-hmm. So what I try to do is just let people run free. And my job is to clean it up in the edit room.
Okay. And in terms of, okay, just one little nerd question. Are you doing a multi-camera mm-hmm. shoot or one camera?
Yeah, it's a two-camera shoot. It's a two-camera shoot.
Okay. And,
That helps a lot.
And do you find yourself getting really, like, you know, as the camera as sort of completes the threesome or the foursome or the daisy chain or whatever the sex scene is, like, are you fine? Like, do you get really sucked into it? I mean, I know you don't do camera, you have a camera person, but in terms of crew, what is the energy like in the room? Is everyone really focused and kind of nerding off or getting off or?
I don't think this is the best analogy, but it's the only analogy thus far that kind of fits my brain. And it's a lot like hunting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm kind of like following the models. You know, I'm essentially lead camera. My second camera is just to, you know, they get a reverse shot of wherever I am.
Right.
Like, if I move, they move to the reverse of whatever it is that I'm doing.
Okay.
So my job is, like, you know, I'm kind of like hunting an animal. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, I'm tracking them, and I'm anticipating, like, what they're doing and, like, where they're going to move. So essentially, like, I'm tracking them. I'm not really involved in it, mm-hmm. but I am very, very much aware of, like, what's happening. And you can, like, after years of doing this, you feel, like, where the energy is moving between the couples, and you know when they're going to move, and you know, you have an idea of like, oh, I need to get closer. Oh, I need to get farther away. So in that sense, I'm extremely engaged in like what's happening. But in a weird sort of way, like very detached. but also because like I'm not really involved in the sex, so really I'm just seriously just thinking about like what I'm capturing.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm extremely just like tuned in. To the energy that's happening. And it's really interesting because, like, you know, as director, I also sometimes find, like, I'm kind of, like, facilitator for, you know, emotional stuff that sometimes happens on set. So mm-hmm. I can tell exactly, like, ooh, something just happened. I don't know what it is, but the energy just shifted, you know, and I'll be like, okay, everybody needs to hold. We need to check in what's going on. So in that sense, I'm, like, very engaged. But it's not like I'm getting off on the scene because I'm in such a different headspace.
Yeah. Well, because you're in control and the head shrink really, right? On in terms of the ultimate lesbian check-in of is everybody doing okay? Right. How do you feel? Okay.
Make some water. Make
so where can we get this porn?
So,
where can we see it? How do we get it?
You can get the features at blowfish.com. Mm-hmm. That's www.blowfish.com. They mm-hmm. do international sales.
Yes.
And then for the Crash Pet series, if you're not into a physical item, you can go and become a member of CrashPetSeries.com.
Uh-huh.
And we have weekly updates, scenes and behind the scenes for things that happened at the Crash Pet. So it's an extension of the original film, The Crash Pad, takes that same premise that, you know, there's this place, this apartment that you can go to, and if you bring anybody there, you're guaranteed to have absolutely fabulous sex.
Wow.
There's only one
wow.
There's hidden cameras. That's the hit. There's hidden cameras. Yeah.
Now that's a good guarantee. That's a guarantee we can all stand behind, I feel.
Yes.
So blowfish.com and crashpad.com and Pink and White is your production company then, yes?
Yes.
Pinkwhite.biz is also where you can get information on on
and
everything.
Also,
yep, sorry, go ahead. You're going
to say. Oh, it's a portal to, you know, the crashpadseries.com,
right.
blowfish.com. So, one-stop shop.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for talking to us. And, geez, keep up the good work. Fighting the good fight. Call us anytime. We'd love to hear what you're up to, always.
Yeah.
All righty.
No problem. Awesome. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So we were talking with Shine Louise Houston, excuse me. So New York now, Houston. Shine Louise Houston. And if you get a chance, check out her film, Champion, and you can do so at pinkwhite.biz, crashpad.com, and blowfish.com. So let's listen to some more tunes. And I don't know, I'm going to just have a shower, a cold shower. And that was Erection. That just sort of, I didn't even plan that. That just sort of happened, which I guess sometimes it does work that way, doesn't it? By the Faint from Wet From Birth. And weather-wise, what is it? It was cold today, wasn't it? A little bit chilly? I guess that's not very official. I'll get more official after we listen to some more music. We're going to be talking to Bren Ryder from Good Dyke Porn. So if you want to follow around, fire up the old Googlebot machine. Go to gooddykeporn.com And we'll be talking to them in just a few minutes. I did want to kind of give a shout out to how fantastic the Edgy Women Festival was last week. If any of you got a chance to check out any of the shows, you will know what I'm talking about. Really, really fantastic. Congratulations to all the artists, to Miriam Genestier, who always does a fantastic job organizing and bringing all these people from all over the world together. In particular, I was really excited to see one of my favorite performance artists, Jess Dopkins, who gave an artist talk and did these two incredible pieces on Saturday night that just frankly blew my mind. So congratulations, Jess. And we will be bringing you an interview with Jess. I also recorded her artist talk that was quite insightful and informative that we will be playing probably in the next couple weeks, the next month. So there you go. That's all I wanted to say. Okay, here's more music.
Baby. close my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night.
Red Corvette. Before that, we heard a remix of Amy Winehouse's You Know I'm No Good. But back to porn. On the phone, I've got Bren Ryder. Are you there?
I am here.
Awesome. Hello. Oh my God, two in a row. How fantastic. My partner Mel will be so happy. So, Good Dyke Porn. How do you make it?
Oh, you just do it. That's all. We just knew that some good dyke porn needed to be made, so found queer women to have sex on camera, and voila.
And voila, it writes itself.
That's right.
So for those listening at home, again, go to gooddykeporn.com or to Bren's site, brenryder.com. How has the internet changed porn, and I guess specifically lesbian porn, like real dyke porn?
Well, I think the internet's made it really accessible for the porn producers. Internet's really accessible for the viewers as well, so you can just search around and find what you like, and away you go. But for myself, I didn't have a lot of startup money, and I don't have a huge production company or studio. So I just created the scenes with the help of the women involved and taught myself how to put it on the internet.
Right.
And then away you go. Then we were able to, then we were a business.
And you were rocking it. And in terms, so on your website, you can download scenes, you can buy clips. What's been the response?
Extremely positive.
Yeah.
Right from the beginning, like the website's been online for about a year and a half now. And as soon as anybody hears about the site, they check it out, and the response I get from people is overwhelmingly positive. They're like, just it's so enthusiastic about what has been created and mm-hmm. what we're trying to create through attempting to make something that's real and authentic in our queer expression of sexuality. And it's obviously coming across because people are really love it.
And it's again another very hot website that you've got here. Like, congratulations. And in terms of, I guess, users, you have, because, you know, when we talk about paranoia and exploiting the lesbian body, it's always some balding fat guy downloading lesbian porn. But that's like, you've got the community involved.
The customers are predominantly women. I from just a sampling of like what you can sort of guess from somebody's first name,
right?
And the people who, I don't discriminate against bad guys if they want to purchase porn, so they're totally welcome to view it as well. And it is very open to anyone who wants to also participate in the forums.
Mm-hmm.
There can be men or, just all varieties of people. Especially when you're talking about queers, you've got men and women and somewhere in between, and gay and straight and somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
And to use the word dyke is, for me, is just a very broad term. It's just a matter of just being more efficient with your words.
Right. And it's so much...
Anyone is welcome to watch it and view it, and the people who are creating it are all, like, real queers.
And in terms of how you guys got together, or how did you get started? I mean, aside from, you know, that there was a part, you know, pardon the expression, a gaping hole of that needed to be filled for lesbian porn and dyke porn. Like, how did you guys go, let's start a porn business?
Yeah, well, I pretty much did that. I've made a few little independent films on my own, and I like to create interesting films. So, I thought, well, how could I make a film that people would want to watch over and over and over again? So I thought, hey, porn. We need to make some dyke porn.
Okay. Well, like, wait a second. I've got an idea. And so do you guys take requests? So you get a lot of, you know what I'd really like to see, or like fantasy fulfillment stuff, or.
Yeah. On the forum, we take some requests, and it can only be fulfilled to a certain extent, because what we create is very real and just an expression of that person's particular sexuality. And mm-hmm. I ask them, when I fill the scenes with them, and they say, well, what do you want to do?
Right.
And it's entirely up to them what they want to do. So that's how we create that scene. But sometimes we'll, like, maybe sit around and be like, oh, well, what could we do? You know, just to make it fun and put some role-playing scenes, perhaps, and... There has been we created a femme circle jerk scene, which
awesome.
Was fantastic. Yeah.
Awesome.
So we've had a request for a butch circle jerk scene.
Oh, nice.
And we haven't yet created that, but that's a request that would be fairly easy to get for everybody there.
Well, keep us updated when that comes online as well, because
sure.
Here in the studio would love to see that as well. And I guess just what's next for you? I mean, this must keep you incredibly busy.
Oh yeah, I stay very busy with it. I pretty much run everything myself, and even participate in some of the scenes.
Right.
And Yeah, so it keeps me busy, and I'm just going to continue to work it and improve it and try to create more and more content. I mean, as you said, there's the, you know, gaping hole in the dyke porn content that's out there. So
yeah,
there's such a variety that people are into and want to create or want to watch. So if we could just make it for years and years and years and years, and there would still be much more that people would want to see, that they'd be interested in seeing.
Yeah. Do you see any trends right now in sort of, I guess, in lesbian porn or in the fantasies or the scenes that are being, like, does anything come up? Like, I'm assuming you wouldn't get bored with the type of job you have, but in terms of like, no, we already did that. Yeah, we did that. Or like, how do you keep it fresh?
I think the only time that might happen is if I just keep doing scenes over and over. It's like, okay, yeah, I've done too many of those. We need to get some more people.
Right.
And it's just a matter of being able to get more people involved, because not everybody is comfortable with having sex on camera.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I really want to capture real, authentic sex, real women, not the... they're not professional porn stars.
Right.
Although I'll call them that if they'd like to be. Yeah. Like, they could pretend to be, you know.
Right.
But it's not typically filmed of the professional porn stars. So just getting new people, I think, is probably the biggest challenge.
And if anyone out there wants to be filmed having sex on camera for you, they would contact you through gooddykeporn.com.
That's right, yep. So far, we are filming in Vancouver,
okay.
BC, Canada, as you know.
Yep.
And although if I'm ever able to travel, I would certainly do that. And it's just worthwhile to stay in touch with me to try to coordinate scenes. And I'm also accepting submissions from anybody.
Oh,
well.
Nice. Okay.
So people from all over the world, if they want to create their own porn for themselves, they can submit it to me, and then we work out the details on getting that online and getting paid for it, too.
Perfect. That is awesome. So if you are interested in making porn, being in porn with Bren, drop her an email through the gooddykeporn.com site. Good luck with everything, and please, please, please keep us informed of what's going on with Good Dyke Porn, and when you get that, you know, that butch circle jerk scene, maybe, you know, I don't know, drop us a line or something.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, thank you very much. I will certainly keep you up to date.
Awesome. Okay, well, good luck, and thanks for talking to us. So we were just talking to Bren Ryder of gooddykeporn.com, or if you want to check out her blog, she is also at brenryder.com. Let's listen to some more tunes. I was going to give you some weather. It's -1 currently in Montreal. I should have asked Bren what it was in Vancouver, but porn is so much more interesting than weather, isn't it? -1 feels like -6.
you want to get off the ride? Shout when you want to get off the ride. Shout when you want to get off the ride. Cause you cross my mind, cross my mind. Make my blood flow 7, 8, 9. Make my heart beat double time. Now I'm the only sour cherry on the fruit stand. Right, I'm the only sour cherry on the fruit stand.
Sour Cherry by The Kills, and before that we heard I'll Be Your Man by The Black Keys, and we've been talking about porn. There you go. What do you think about that? How do you like them apples? So it's pretty awesome, right? So just to recap, -1 in Montreal feels like -5 right now. Relative humidity, 40%. I hope it doesn't snow anymore. And I had kind of a little bit of a lesbian moment. I realized that I said that Mel was my partner, and I meant it in the purely technical way in studio, not to get all weird and relationship-y. And she's not here to make sure I don't say stupid things. She's in Manchester. What do you want me to say about that? Anyway, just want to clear that up, because that would be really gay. And I just wanted to read you guys. So earlier we were talking to porn directors. So we were talking to Shine Louise Houston in the first part of the show about her latest film, Champion. And I just wanted to read you to the synopsis, okay? So intermingled with this tale of ambition and betrayal are, of course, lots of the intense, passionate, and playful lesbian sex scenes we've come to expect from Houston's work. The best of a very good lot is Sid's sex with Blowfish favorite Madison Young, which is one of the hottest girl-girl scenes ever committed to film. So there you go. I could read more, but I think you should just go check it out. Blowfish.com. Go check that out. And the other, we were talking to Bren Ryder from GoodDykePorn.com, and it's like their aesthetic is a bit more DIY, and so depending on what you like, what you're into, you can check out BrenRyder.com or GoodDykePorn.com. There's reviews if you like a little bit more reading to your orgasmic literature. And they've got, yeah, you can download clips, you can write comments. It's pretty awesome. So there you go. Is the porn report brought to you by Dykes on Mike's CKT 90.3 FM. Look, I said Dykes on Mike's 0.3. It's like the 2.0 of Dykes on Mike's or something. Anyway, Underground Sounds is coming up next. Have a lovely 2 weeks, or I think I'm back next week. Oh my God, is there 5 Mondays in this month? I think I might be. So, right, yeah, Agatha's like sort of shaking her head at me because I don't have anybody to point at me today. Because, again, I was in Manchester. When are you coming home? I tried to organize some type of Manchester accent, but my British friend couldn't do a Manchester accent, so I'll try to get that hooked up or be able to master it by the time Mel comes back for much hilarity. We're going to listen to Satan Said Dance by the Dragonettes, and as I said, Underground Sounds coming up next. We'll be right back.
The most violent element in society is ignorance. Born in 1869 in the Jewish quarter of Kovno, Lithuania, Emma Goldman emigrated to the United States at the age of 16 in the hopes of escaping a traditional domestic life in which her only use, in her father's opinion, would be to cook and produce many children for her man. Once in New York, where she worked in the garment industry, she was inspired to adopt a life of activism after witnessing the 1887 Haymarket Square riot, which led to the execution of falsely accused anarchists. She then began her career as an anarchist speaker and activist. Addressing crowds in either Yiddish, German, or English, she was a fiery and captivating orator who was not afraid of tackling such controversial issues as sexual freedom and contraception. She published her own anarchist journal, Mother Earth, from 1906 to 1917. Unimpressed by the women's suffrage movement, Goldman wrote, "Corruption in politics has nothing to do with the morals or the laxity of morals of various political personalities. Its cause is altogether a material one. Politics is the reflex of the business and industrial world. There is no hope that woman, with her right to vote, will ever purify politics." She was sentenced to a year in prison in 1893 for one of her speeches and was deported back to Russia in 1919 for being an undesirable immigrant radical. Unable to live with the restrictions on political expression and the anti-Semitism of Bolshevik Russia, Goldman spent the rest of her life in exile in Europe and Canada. Emma Goldman died in Toronto in May of 1940.
On January 25th at 8 p.m., the Cinémathèque Québécoise presents Gashrat. Gashrat is Kelly, Tara, Chelsea, and Gabby. Gashrat sets the record straight. Gashrat remembers a lost Montreal. Gashrat is a convergence of spirits deserving each other. Gashrat is a rock band. Gashrat is back for one concert, for one night only. Get your tickets now at cinemathèque.qc.ca. Presented by the Cinémathèque Québécoise and CKUT.
Tu devrais aller chez Jean Coutu.
Vous souffrez de diabète, hypertension, cholestérol. Vous devez renouveler vos prescriptions. Vous avez une nouvelle prescription. Ou encore, vous avez de la difficulté à suivre vos prescriptions. Eh bien, votre solution santé est la pharmacie Jean Coutu, Beverly Salomon. Nommé meilleur laboratoire de toutes les pharmacies Jean Coutu au Québec. 514-251-0555. Situé au 5965 rue Bélanger, coin Lacordaire. Et n'oubliez pas, nous livrons partout. Pharmacie Jean Coutu, Beverly Salomon, meilleur laboratoire au Québec.
J'en vais chez Jean Coutu, j'en vais chez Jean Coutu, j'en vais chez Jean Coutu.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CKUT in Montreal, 90.3 FM.
I think we can see Zionism as, first of all, a mutation of anti-Semitism. It is a response to this predicament that faced European society.
The Electronic Intifada.
This is the Electronic Intifada podcast.
I'm Nora Barrows-Friedman.
And I'm Asa Winstanley.
Welcome back to the Electronic Intifada podcast. I'm Tamara Nassar, associate editor of the Electronic Intifada and the producer of the Electronic Intifada podcast and live stream. My brilliant colleague, Nora Barrows-Friedman, is inviting me to guest host this episode. I'm really excited to be joined by friend, comrade, and friend of the podcast, Abdel Jawad Omar. Abdel Jawad is a lecturer and a PhD candidate at Birzeit University. He is currently teaching in the Philosophy and Cultural Studies Department at Birzeit. What I admire about Abdel Jawad's work is that he's capable of providing a reading of the Palestinian question.